Welcome back to Walking on Air with Betsy and Sal. I'm going to say this is a continuation of our vision and vanity hour because we are talking with Dr. Brian Boxer Wachler. He is the doctor who restored bobsled pilot Steve Holcomb's vision. Steve was suffering from a disease called, I can't say it.
Keratoconus.
Yes. And when we left, Dr. Boxer Wachler, you were saying the traditional treatment was a corneal transplant, which requires cutting and up to a year of recovery, all sorts of things. You had an innovative, or as you said, cutting edge, although it sounded like a non-cutting edge, treatment whereby you gave him or administered vitamin drops into his eyes, is that right? And then just a low-level light?
Exactly. It was a combination of vitamin applications and light, and the two interact, and that's what strengthens and firms up the cornea.
So how many applications or treatments did Steve Holcomb require before his vision went from 2,500 to 2020?
Well, in Steve's case, we actually did two things. We first did the C3R procedure to deal with the keratoconus, and then he had nearsightedness or myopia as a prescription and a very high degree of that. And then I came back 3 months later to correct the prescription with what we call the insertable contact lens. And that was the combination of treatments that we actually did to fully get Steve his 20/20. And actually, Steve was just in yesterday for his 2-year anniversary exam.
Wow.
And he was even better than 20/20. He was actually seeing even some of this 2016 letters, which is even lower on the chart.
Did he bring in the gold medal just to show you?
He did, actually. We had there was a camera crew here and a photographer here, so it was like a bit of a media day for Steve and me here, because it was such a monumentous occasion, going from, you know, going blind to gold medal Olympic world champion.
It's absolutely awesome, and I'm glad that you're getting media attention to this. It's really a great cause. All right, let's move on.
Can I mention one other reason why I think it's getting so much attention in the media?
Yes.
Is because it's not, I mean, the gold medal, the first time the U.S. bobsled four-man team won this in 62 years is huge. Obviously, it's a big accomplishment. But Steve's story is even bigger than the gold medal, because Steve's story is really triumph over adversity. And that's a very powerful message. And that's when, you know, people hear this story, it's more than just the gold medal. It's the backstory of Steve's, you know, going from basically retired and, you know, a lot of those issues that obviously one would have to consider when they kind of have to retire from a sport and have, you know, then what do they do to come back, you know, come back of the decade possibly, and then go on to win the gold medal, which was his dream as a child. That's the true epitome of triumph over adversity, and that's a powerful message for, you know, people to hear, and so inspirational for all of us to hear.
I think that makes you his fairy godmother. I think it does.
Well, Steve and I have a you know, unique bond, that's for sure.
That's a nice story, but let's get to some of the vanity issues, because I think you've also developed something, a procedure that can help people who have chronic red eyes or bloodshot eyes.
I have, and this is just another one of those examples where the conventional treatments here was using those get the red out drops, the vasoconstrictor eye drops. And what's interesting is, on the surface, it may seem like this is like, oh, this is a foofy, you know, celebrity type procedure, people just want white eyes. But in reality, it's actually very different, because for many people who suffer from chronic red eyes, believe it or not, it's like having a stigma or a type of a deformity that people, you know, they constantly ask them questions like, oh, are you tired? Or are you smoking pot?
Or have you been crying?
Drugs?
Right, right.
So, you know, there's this whole host of, you know, barrage of very negative, you know, questioning that occurs. And even, you know, I've just talked to so many people, and the story is very similar for all of them, virtually, is that even if people don't say those questions, they can tell when people are looking at their eyes in that sort of different way and processing and they're very sensitive to pick up that too. So what happens a lot of times is people's self-esteem gets affected, their self-confidence, and many times they avoid going into new social situations. They don't want to meet new people who are then going to start like, oh, what's the matter with your eyes? You smoking something, or, you know, et cetera,
you know what? You don't have to convince us. Sal and I are strong believers in if there's something, you know, that is really wrong and it makes you feel bad or people are thinking things and it can be fixed, it should be fixed. And I think it's just like straightening your teeth or whitening your teeth.
I got to know what the fix is.
So what do you do?
So what do we do? Well, what happens is, as it turns out, there's an outer membrane and it contains about, you know, maybe 70-80% of the blood vessels that are visible. So all these excess blood vessels are contained in this outer membrane. And we do three elegant steps in this procedure called iBright. That's the name of it, iBright. We map out, the first step is we map out the area in the membrane that we're going to remove. The second step is we elegantly remove it. And the third step is that the body will regenerate a brand new membrane over about, say, 2 to 3 weeks. And it will be clear and won't have any of those blood vessels in it. And that's really the overview of how the procedure works.
So it's like a facial peel.
That's what I was going to say. It's like taking off a layer of skin, and then your body will kind of fix itself.
Exactly. And we have to use some medications in the recovery period, too, that are very important, you know, in addition to, you know, the technique itself of doing this removal. But we've gotten it down to a point where, you know, the cosmetic results are really excellent.
Will insurance pay for this?
At this point, insurance considers this really cosmetic.
And what does a procedure like this cost?
Well, a lot of patients really love the option of financing. It's usually a few hundred dollars a month, and there's even, I think from my staff tell me, there's like a no interest period for like over 2 years. So, you know, people love that option. The direct fee itself, you know, there is a range depending on if there's some other things that need to be addressed along with the red eyes, but the procedure itself costs, I think, around $3,400 per eye.
So, per eye?
And do you do one eye and wait for that one to heal and then do the other eye?
We'll typically do both eyes at the same time since we're there, and, you know, patients really feel it's a, you know, there's really, I mean, patients describe this as a piece of cake type procedure to go through because they have lots of numbing drops, they have Valium and Vicodin, and we have a little iPod for them to listen to, so they're feeling pretty good. You know, they're like on a little holiday here.
And how soon after the procedure can they see?
Well, their vision by the next day, I mean, it doesn't really affect their vision because we're working on the areas outside of the vision part of the eye.
They could go back to work.
They can go back to work, but the eyes will look a little bit like pink eye-ish for a few weeks while the eyes are recovering. So we always let patients know to expect. It's almost like you know, have a little bruise, so to speak, that has to heal. But by about, you know, some people heal really quick. At 2 weeks, it's looking great, and some people, maybe it's around 4 weeks.
Do you think this is going to become like the Lasix of the future, something that will be available, you know, widespread, although right now you probably can only do it in a few locations?
I don't think so, because with LASIK, it's very easy for somebody to get the technical steps down, particularly because there's equipment that's pretty systematic that people use. With this procedure, it's 100% technique, right, in terms of removal of the membrane and how to do that. And then there's the post-operative drops, too. But the technique itself is really, you know, where that is much more apt to surgeon experience and,
so
you know,
this is one
aptitude.
Of those don't try it at home.
All right. You know what, Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler, can you give a website if people want to find out more about you?
Well, if people want to find out about
you got the 5 seconds.
Story,
you got 5 seconds.
Boxerwachler.com, BOXERWACHLAR.com. If people want to find out about the iBright procedure, WhiterEyes.com, WhiterEyes.com.
Thank you, Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us on Walking on Air with Betsy and Sal. This show was produced by Claudia Schwartz and was broadcast from the Pocket Lint Productions World Headquarters.